This is Ty, and welcome back to Stagnant Rhythm. This is Stagnant Rhythm, Stagnant Rhythm. Okay, y'all. That's my little in and outro for now. I'm still figuring it out. We're going to get it together. But again, for now, that's what we're rocking with. So I have recorded this episode a hell of a lot today. So that's a little annoying. However, we're going to keep it rolling. I watched this video earlier today by this woman on TikTok. I do not remember her name. However, she was talking about how everything that our lives are is because of us. Whatever situation any of you are in right now when you're listening to this, in the situation I'm in right now while I'm recording this, is only because of us. Why? Because we make all the choices. You make all the choices in your life. And of course, you don't know about the outcomes. So it's not saying that you intentionally are putting yourself in this space, or that you're unintentionally putting yourself in this space. Just know you're putting yourself in a space, whether it's intentional or not, like I just said. And a lot of times that can be for many different reasons, you know, putting yourself in different spaces. Maybe you need to learn something. So the fact that you decided to go with choice B instead of C means that you need to learn that choice B is not the answer, and that C is the answer. You need to connect why C is the answer, why it works out, whatever. So when watching her video, she also stated, like, even in bad situations, people are like, oh my God, it's my fault that I just got beat up on the train. I didn't even do anything. Nobody's saying it's your fault. Nobody's saying it's your fault. I'm just saying that, or I agree with the fact that you put yourself in that situation. It's not saying that you expect it to get beat up, because unexpected things happen all the time. But it's the fact that you put yourself on a train station. Why? Because you put yourself at the job and blah, 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 blah. And these are just events that happen. Maybe you contributed to the event of you getting beat up because you weren't watching your surroundings. I know sometimes when I'm on a train, I'm in my phone, just have my music going, not paying attention to anybody else. And that could be a reason why something negative will happen, because you're not preparing yourself for anything. Just like with good things, you make a decision, it works out perfect, you celebrating, all of that type of stuff. So in this episode today, we're not really going to talk about the fact that you're making your life good or bad or anything like that. We're just talking about the fact that you're making your life what it is based on your choices, whether that's good and or bad. So for example, with me, currently right now, I live in Atlanta, Georgia, and this is my last month here. I'm moving to a different state after this. In the beginning, when I first came here, I really thought that I was going to stay here and make a life for myself. But while being here, I made a series of decisions first to get here. And then when I got here, I made a series of decisions, and I was going through things, you know, regular life. And I decided to make decisions where I wouldn't stay here, where I would leave and go somewhere else. Where I'm going is going to help me out a lot to continue to grow as a person, to grow my businesses, and to just be more successful overall. But regardless of what, I've made those decisions. I've made, have made, and am making those decisions to put my life together in the pieces, make the pieces fit in the puzzle where I want them to fit, where I think they should fit, and stuff, and things of that nature. So during this video, I realized that a lot of people do not like to be told, you're in this situation because of you. And the reason why is because that then forces you to take accountability. It forces you to be present in the moment. It forces you to think. It forces you to do work. It forces you to reflect. It forces you to change. It forces you to be in a situation that's unknown. It forces you to get comfortable with changing, because that's what's going to happen. It forces you to grow. And a lot of people are scared of that. They're scared of doing different and new things because they're used to what they're used to. They're comfortable with being complacent in life and may not even realize it, to be honest. And it really spoke to me, because I in a lot of ways, I'm that same exact way. And it made me like reflect on myself and be like, well, damn, if I decided to make a different decision, what could the possibilities be now? How many doors could be open? Some are going to close, of course. But what's new out there that's going to open? And how could this possibly get me way closer to my goal than what I'm doing now? So also in the video, she stated that you have to figure out what you should be spending your, what you're spending your time doing, and then what you should be spending your time doing. So when she said that to me, I'm like, okay, first you have to figure out what is it that you want. She may have said that in the video, but I don't really remember. So if she did, that's hers, okay? But the thought came into my head, like, you have to decide first what it is that you want. What type of person do you want to be? And the type of person that you are, whether you're going to give yourself a title, like, let's say, okay, I want to be a CEO. Or let's say, okay, I want to be a mom or a dad, whatever. So what does that CEO do every single day? What does that mom or that dad do every single day? And you have to pick the things that you are able to do and then fit that into your schedule. For example, if you want to be a mom or a dad and you don't have no kids, obviously you ain't going to put spending time with my kids on your list of things to do. But you can say spending time with kids, like if you have nieces and nephews or baby cousins, you can go and get them for the weekends, or you can spend 1 or 2 hours with them doing educational stuff that you would do with your children, or just doing fun stuff that you would do with your children. You can make time for that. If you want to be a CEO, let's say if you want to own a company that plants trees or something like that, what does that person do? They're the CEO. Let's say you want to be a hands-on CEO, so you're picking out the tree seeds and being like, oh, we're going to put this oak tree here, we're going to put the maple over here, we're going to put the weeping willow over here, we're going to put the pine over here, and whatever, whatever. So that's something that you can do. You can actually research in your spare time, research freaking trees. I don't know. Research trees and what they can do or what their properties are. I'm pretty sure different trees do different things. Y'all know. And then you can become part of a group that plants trees. So you're spending your time doing the things that you want to do, but maybe not in the same capacity, right? Because obviously the CEO is not going to be there planting trees all day long. Maybe one day out the week, the CEO will go down. You as a CEO will go down to wherever you're planting trees at and help them out. You have to figure out what those people do from a day-to-day basis and to actually implement those things in your everyday life. Excuse me. Even if it's just 1 or 2 hours, you have to do it. Why? That helps to motivate you. It helps you to know that by making these decisions, I'm getting one step closer to where it is I need to be. You're telling yourself, you're telling the universe, you're telling everybody around you, I value my time. This is what I do with my time. This is where I'm going. It's literally that simple, y'all. We really have the power to do any and everything we want. But it's solely up to us to decide on something that we want and to implement it into our lives in small increments as much as we can. An example of that for me would be, my end goal is to have blah, 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 blah business, right? And when I have that business, I have that money, I have the, you know, more time to do things that I want to do because I'm a lot freer because I employ people to do things for me. I want to travel on my free time. I want to spend time with people that I actually like, friends, family members, all that type of stuff, just doing cute little stuff. So if I want to do something like that and be this business person, I have to set up my schedule the same way. So I want to travel. Now that I'm in the space that I'm in, where I'm not making as much money as I want to make, I still have to find ways to travel. For example, let's say right now I live in Atlanta. I can take the Greyhound bus, or I can save up money to take a plane to the next state over for 3 days, go on a little vacation, for even 2 days, go on a little vacation. I'm still putting travel into my schedule, so I'm still becoming the person that I want to become. On the business side, the person that I want to be wakes up at 6 a.m. They do a little bit of yoga, drink some tea. They get to work. They write down their schedule for the morning. And then they handle business things, whether that be troubleshooting a situation or whatever else. That is the schedule that I need to be on now, because it's helping to prepare me for where I want to go. It's telling myself, you can do this. I believe in you. I got you. It's telling the universe, oh, shit, you doing what you got to do. Or if you guys believe in God, oh, she out here doing what she need to do. Let me send these little blessings her way to see, you know, what is she going to do? How's she going to handle this? Because she's already putting herself in that mode, thinking like a CEO, being like the boss and all these things. So I challenge any of you listening to this today to really take a second, more than a second, y'all, obviously, but take a moment, a few moments, to really sit and think about what you want your life to look like. Think about what are the steps that you think you should take to get there. Okay, write that down. Write down what you can implement in your daily life now. Even if you're tired, you gotta make time. You have to make time. Because if not, you risk falling into the same cycle and it looping over and over and over again, and you never reaching your full potential, and you don't even know why. Okay, once you've done that, you also need to, let's say, you can look to social media. You can look to social media, right? You can be like, hey, I'm going to look to social media. I'm going to look at this person because they're doing all the stuff that I want to do. So I'm going to see what they do in their daily lives, and I'm going to see how I can add that into my life. Obviously, it's not going to be on the same wavelength as theirs. It's not going to be on the same glamour as theirs, because they may have a lot more money than you, or they may know people that do things for free for them just because they have a following. But you can follow some of those same things in your day-to-day routine and see as you grow how your life and your goals will change, and how you're able to change things as you're learning and you're mastering certain levels that are going to help you to get to where you want to go. Okay, y'all. This applies to our show, because this is literally, to me, the topic is literally stagnant rhythm. You may think that you don't have any power in the moments that you're stagnant. You may think you have all the power in the moments that you have a lot of rhythm. Whether you're stagnant or whether you're in rhythm, you have power because you have choices. You always have choices. So you are the steerer of this ship that you're on, okay, y'all? I also want to say before I get out of here that mainly right now we've done a lot of conversations centered around the stagnant part of our stagnant rhythm, and that's just because that's currently where I am in my life. I'm in a stagnant place, because in this stagnant place that I'm in, and which I feel like a lot of people are, it's going to help you to elevate so you can get back on that rhythm. Then you're going to be stagnant again and then get back on the rhythm. So y'all, the show is kind of float that way, just because we're flowing off of the rhythms that I'm in, or the stagnant stage that I'm in, right? And I'm just helping all y'all realize how I'm helping myself realize that it's okay to be stagnant, because being stagnant can teach you a lot. It's needed. And life is literally like a roller coaster. Sometimes you come to the gate, the roller coaster stops. Some people get off, other people get on, and then y'all keep on going, okay? So this is the end of the show. I hope you all enjoyed today's topic. If you have any topics, feel free to leave me a little voice note on here, and I will be more than happy to talk about your topics, or leave me a voice note on here and saying that you want to be a part of the show. This is a very inclusive show, okay, y'all? I've just made an Instagram for this show. I haven't posted any content yet, so I'm not going to disclose the name of it just yet, which I already may know the name. However, I added some words onto the name just for Instagram purposes, but I will let you know when that Instagram drops, so that way we're able to have a more inclusive, you know, connection via Instagram, because this podcast show is very intimate to me and I love it so much, and I appreciate all of you for listening to me. Thank you so much for the support and the love. I really do appreciate it. And I'm Ty, and this it's a stagnant rhythm, stagnant rhythm. Until next time, y'all. Peace.